When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Garibaldi Red podcast after a big, big Forest win. 3-1 against Sheffield United. And as our lovely Mark in the Trent Turner kisses the badge, we're both wearing Forest shirts tonight. That's how good it is for Forest. Ah, just what a win. I haven't got much of a voice and I've not done much prep for this. I can't lie in true broadcasting fashion. So I hope we'll be able to do a decent enough podcast for you. My voice is going as well. I literally just got back from Sheffield about 15 minutes ago. Sorry to rub it in, Mark, but it was a fantastic away day. It was absolutely brilliant. It was great. And you join us for what seems like a podcast we've wanted to do for ages, a podcast that Forest have won. And just how big a win is that, Mark? Talk us through where you were watching it in America.
Oh, my. Well, first thing I say is the atmosphere sounded raucous. And I know a lot of that was to do with you boys on the away day. But fair dues as well to the Sheffield United fans who played their part, at least in terms of the noise, until about 20 minutes to go, when it was clear to them that all hope was lost. Yeah. And I'm not just wearing a Forest shirt, Max. Look what I'm wearing.
Oh, he's got Yates on the back. Is it signed as well?
Get in there.
It's signed.
Absolutely.
On the back. We love that. We love that, mate.
Yeah, we'll get on to that. Huge result, mate. Absolutely huge. I mean, I think a point now will do it. A point from the last two games will probably do it, given current form of teams, given the goal difference. But it's set up beautifully now, isn't it? Chelsea at the City Ground, last day on the beach.
Yeah, and it's similar, it's parallel, isn't it, a little bit to last season with kind of the Arsenal game. I mean, look, Forest might be safe before a ball is even kicked. It puts us in a very nice position now, to say the least, with points possibly coming back. I'll emphasise on possibly. We don't know. We'll find out in the coming days. I expect probably Tuesday, Wednesday time, we will find out. But points back on the board means that Burnley will pretty much be gone and Luton will have to win, basically, in their next game. And they're away from home against West Ham. So not an easy place to go, by all means, but still work to be done, as Yates was talking about in his post-match interview. The atmosphere was great, Mark, was really, really good. I mean, look, the Forest fans turn up week in, week out. It's just been that the players haven't most recently. However, today, all credit, second half more than first, shall we say. They turned up in style. And boy, they never make it easy. It's never, ever plain sailing. Just absolutely ecstatic. I've got my fan brain on today, not my podcast and broadcasting brain. Yeah, exactly. Let's talk about Ryan Yates. Got to start with him. Well, in fact, before we come on to Yates, let's start with the performance on a whole, and particularly in the second half, because that first half wasn't great. Almost felt like we were playing a little bit the occasion, even though Sheffield United had nothing to play for. The home atmosphere kind of got, I think the Forest players felt it. It seemed and felt nervous around the away end and on the pitch. But Callum Hudson-Odoi pops up and does what he's done brilliantly. Not all the time, but in key games, in games that he needs to do it. And he kind of lifted Forest from there, didn't he, really, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, it could have been so different. We've talked previously on this podcast about the importance of momentum, both within games and from game to game. And if Forest been able to convert that opportunity in the first, what was that, first 90 seconds of the match? Might have been the first 60 seconds of the match, when Morgan Gibbs-White went on a run and then whipped a ball into the box for Chris Woods to, we thought, dispatch the opener. I think you would have put all of your money in your house on that one. And had that gone in, it could have been a different story that first half. But you're right, it didn't. Sheffield United got a grip of the game. And they came at us, to be fair. A couple of things I want to point out. The Montiel penalty, I have no idea what he was doing there. I don't know if you've seen it back yet, Max. Yeah. But yeah, It was bizarre. I have no rationale for that. The other thing I'll say is, boy, did that underscore how much we were missing Nico Williams today. But if we're talking about fullbacks, we were also fortunate, coming back to your comments regarding Hudson-Odoi, that he happened to be up against apparently the dumbest fullback in the entire Premier League, thank heavens, who evidently wasn't aware that that particular goal is the one that Callum Hudson-Odoi scores. No other goals, just that one. And he did it twice today, and he could have had a third. So we were very fortunate that, again, that fullback hadn't done his homework. Callum Hudson-Odoi showed up. And second half, the Forest boys turned the screw, led by Mr. Forest himself, Ryan Yates.
Yeah, and I will admit that as the halftime whistle went, there was a few boos from the Forest away end, and I kind of just looked and spoke to a few people around me at the time and said, I just really don't think we're in it, and I think, you know, we're struggling, and it's worrying given that Sheffield United are where they are. You know, no disrespect to them, but they are the worst team in the league. So, you know.
Let me ask you, Max, how does that help? Like, I understand, I completely understand everyone pays their money, shows up to the game, and can fan however they want to fan. But in the situation we're in, where we all need to be together on the same page, recognizing we don't have the world's greatest manager in Nuno necessarily, and we don't have the Premier League's greatest squad. And we talked before about lack of cohesion in this team and how, you know, they have an up game and then three down games. I just don't get how booing at the players at halftime. Like, if they got beaten today, I would absolutely understand the ire at the end, as we saw during the last away game. But I mean, do you see how that brings something to the party, the positivity?
No, probably not. I think the fans, you know, it's all forgotten about now because we've won. But I think the fans were a little bit frustrated, given that there was some questionable decisions, shall we say. And Murillo saved us numerous times. I mean, Sheffield United probably could have scored two or three in that first half. Let's talk about Mr. Forest. Ryan Yates does save us. And, was worried when VAR was checking.
Yeah.
Really, really worried. But thank the Lord. Thank the footballing Lord. Just glad Stuart Atwell wasn't anywhere near Stockley Park today.
I was doubly worried, because not only would I have been absolutely devastated for Forest, but I already knew I had to call a roofer because I managed to scream all the tiles off my house. So I was deep in the pocket, and so I was hoping that, yeah, at least the goal was going to stand.
Yeah, me too. We are live on Facebook and YouTube. Paul with this comment. Massive win, hopefully. Finish the job, take the pressure off. Incredibly stressful season on and off the pitch. I think that sums up.
That is beautifully summed up, yeah.
What a season it's been. And I keep talking about going for a lie down, but I think I need a lie down after today. Never mind after the season. I want to touch on Ryan Yates, because thanks to the powers that be, managed to get hold of this stat. Forest are still yet to win a single point away from home since promotion without Yates on the pitch. So every time Forest have been involved in getting a point or winning away from home, it's been because Ryan Yates been on the pitch. And we've got to give him credit, because he is a player that does get criticised sometimes, Mark. But as you said, Mr. Forest, I feel like every team needs a Ryan Yates. Every side needs a Ryan Yates. Turns up, right moment, right time. And he just does what Ryan Yates truly does. And it was nice to see him get the first Premier League goal today. And boy, did it mean a lot to him as well.
Yeah, it did. And to paraphrase Jon Snow from Game of Thrones, if you're a Forest fan who thinks Ryan Yates brings nothing to the party, you know nothing. I'm sorry, that's just my position. Again, everyone's entitled to their opinion. They can fan how they want to fan. But those of you who were saying Ryan Yates brings nothing to the party, you're wearing blinkers. Like, he's not the complete midfielder. He's not, for those of my age, a Brian Robson. Or maybe for those a little younger, a Roy Keane. He's not a box-to-boxer who can do it all. He is, I wouldn't say he's a one-trick pony. I think that's doing him a disservice. But he's limited in certain regards. But boy, does he have heart to spare. Does he give everything in every match? And is he, you know, is he there on the big occasions? You think about the playoff final. I know it was kind of his goal, kind of not his goal, right? It was an own goal, but he was Johnny on the spot. He was the one putting the pressure on to ultimately convert what ended up being the promotion winning goal. And then today, when he was needed, he stepped up. And he struggled in the first half, as did all of the players. But it's just so interesting to me how those flair players in our team get given degrees of latitude when it comes to and tons of rope, because, you know, people think, oh, well, he'll show up for the next game, or, you know, he's a flair player. You know, today wasn't his day, or it was he was matched up against the wrong, you know, the wrong fullback or player in central midfield. But with Yates, the minute he puts a foot wrong, you know, Twitter is ablaze. And I think today he showed his value once again to Nottingham Forest, and he did it, 48 hours after Joe Worrall put in his first goal of the season as well for Besiktas. So that was beautiful symmetry there. So fair play. Good job, Yatesy.
Yeah, fair play to Joe as well. Still a good club servant. This comment from Simon, it feels a massive result that despite the first half performance, just crazy that if we get a couple of points back on appeal, that relegates Burnley without another kick of the ball.
I don't think we'll get two points back.
Really. A mess. Patrick says, Yates is a solid squad player. Martin says, massive 3 points. Once we are over that line, we need to look at making some big transfers in the right positions to avoid another disappointing season like the last two. Andrew says, we are yet to win a point on the road unless Yates is on the pitch. Just shows how pivotal he is. It's almost like you took the words out of my mouth.
Well, I mean, and again, just come back to that very, very quickly. So I'm not saying that Yates is a world beater. I'm not saying he's necessarily a starter, certainly not in every game, right? Sometimes it's horses for courses. I just feel like he's a really important part of the squad. And I think he's a really important talisman for this club. And representative of our city. So I think he absolutely has a part to play. And again, for any fans who feel like he has zero value, I don't know what to tell you.
Who impressed you the most today on the pitch? Would you say Ryan Yates, Mark?
Well, I think he had a rocky first half. And it kind of surprised me, actually, because I think it was a game that was made for him, but he definitely grew into the game. I think you and I are going to be on the same wavelength, though, because I suspect your player of the game was Murillo.
Yeah.
He was magnificent again. It's just, it's ridiculous how young he is and how few professional matches he's played. And honestly, I think he would earn a spot right now on any Premier League squad.
It's a bold statement that, Mark. But
I'm talking squad, right? I'm not saying he's going to be a Man City starting 11. But I think if you offered him up to City and they could get him at the right price and they could bring him into that squad and continue to develop him, I think he's going to be one of the top, I'm not going to get too hyperbolic here and put a number on it, but he's going to be one of the top centre-backs on the planet here in the next 5 years.
Wow. Yeah. I know.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal player.
I agree.
He has no weakness. He's strong in the air. He can come out of either side. He's quick. He's physical. His weakness is his soccer IQ, because he's played a handful of games. But you add another 50, 100 games to that. You tell me where he's weak. It's ridiculous. He's only going to get better.
Yeah.
He was great today. Great today.
Yeah, no, he was. And he kind of looked over to the Forest fans, actually, in the first half, when I think a lot of Forest fans are getting a little bit frustrated, and almost gave words of encouragement and kind of put his arms in the air. And you feel there's a real bond between him and the supporters. And that chant is absolutely brilliant. I can't say it out loud, but because it's got an expletive in, I might get told off. So I can't sing it, but just what a brilliant chant. Nice to see some new Forest chants coming as well, especially the one with Nuno. Again, I can't sing that. But yeah, I'm sure you can imagine, listeners and viewers. Right, let's touch on Hudson-Odoi a little bit more. Two goals for him, possibly a hat trick. Morgan squaring that ball very kindly to him when he probably should have taken it himself. But just again, I know you did mention a minute ago, but he seems, you know, and Hudson-Odoi hasn't been brilliant recently, and I have kind of criticised him and Elanga at times. Elanga didn't have the best of games today, shall we say. But Hudson-Odoi has that special goal in him, and he scored two of them today, as you said. But also what I think is nice about Hudson-Odoi, or not nice, but a skill that he seems to be improving on every week, is his partnership with the fullbacks. And it just seems like he's really building himself into this Forest squad. You can really see him being around the club for the next few seasons, can't you, Mark? Because he just seems to be a player that, and at the end when the players came over to the away end and kind of saluted them and celebrated in a way, Morgan was kind of pushing Callum in front of the fans to give them a bit of a jeer. And he feels like he's becoming not one of our own, because he isn't, but you feel like you're getting that bond almost with Callum the same way you are with Morgan and Yates and even Murillo now.
Yeah, well, I'm not a fan of Hudson-Odoi today, quite frankly, because he scored two goals right after I took him out of my fantasy team. So
I wonder where that was going then.
Yeah, my twisted logic was, if I keep him in my fantasy team, I'm tempting fate. And so ironically enough, I put Harmer in there from Sheffield United, thinking if he shows up, as he has done for them on a number of occasions this season, and scores the goals and Forest lose, I will be so angry, but at least my fantasy team will benefit. So yeah, twisted logic. Harmer was quiet. Callum Hudson-Odoi had probably, well, I think it's his best game of the season, but certainly his most impactful. You know, he reminds me of a lot of former players, wide players for Forest. Like back when I was a young un, he reminds me kind of Ian Wone, and then more recently of Rady Majeski, in that he kind of flits in and out of games. Like, he's undoubtedly got an abundance of talent. And again, I know every commentator says this, but I think we continue to forget that he's 23 years old. That's it. I mean, you and Callum Hudson-Odoi aren't too far apart, are you?
Yeah. Well, God, you've just made me feel old. You've just made me feel, what am I doing with my? He's a year older than me. Yeah.
There you go.
I'm 20 at the end of this month.
All right, madness. So, but it's interesting because Alanga, I think, is always in games. Alanga always seems to be on the fringes of games. He's always in games. He's in and out. He's always about it. And when he doesn't play well, he's frustrating. He's still about it, but he's frustrating. And then when it connects because of that pace, he can be devastating. With Hudson-Odoi, he's either in it or he's not.
Yeah.
He literally vanishes at 10 or 15 minutes at a time. You almost think you're playing with 10, and then the ball comes to his feet and is one-on-one with his fullback, and you're like, he's going to stick it in the back. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Mm. And so I think if he can just develop a little bit more consistency, stay a bit more connected, and I think part of that, you know, again, it comes back to the cohesion, not keep banging on that same old drum, but also you know, having players in and around him who are looking for him, who can trust him, who know what you want, who knows what he wants. And that comes with, you know, with time and just developing those relationships with your teammates. But he's a phenomenal talent. He really is. We're very fortunate to have him, particularly at the price point at which we snagged him, which that's like buying a bag of Skittles. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. I'll give credit to Henry Winter, the top journalist that actually put this on Twitter.
Fantastic, yeah.
About the kind of the Forest, almost three key players he singled out today. Murillo, about, they reckon, about 15 million. Callum Hudson-Odoi, 3 million, 2 million add-ons. So you're looking at five. And then Matt Sells is around the 3 million mark. So, you know, for under the price of kind of 20 million or so, you've got just three key unbelievable players that have turned up. And when you compare that to Sangare, for example, when you pay 47 million for just,
Well, and also I throw in the mix there as well, Max, because, you know, he just won his third successive Player of the Month award, Nico Williams. I mean, we got him for a packet of peanuts too. And he's been arguably, he and Murillo at least, have been arguably the most consistent and outstanding defenders for us this season.
Yeah, I think people are quick to criticise the recruitment. And look, we all agree it's not been fantastic. Mm. You know, when you look at the likes of Sangare and Omar Richards with his broken leg. But at least they've almost learnt their lesson a little bit in a way this season. And Forest have done all right. I'm just going to read some more comments out because we've got a lot of comments. Phil says, going back to Yates isn't a flair player, but he brings heart and commitment, and it's who you'd want playing when the pressure is on. Mark says, Bolly and Mentz, definitely a back three with wing backs works well. New contract, please, for Bolly. This one's cracked me up. Steve put, as promised, I have joined the live. Steve was sat in front of me at today's game.
Hey!
And said hello. So,
hello, Steve.
Yeah, nice to meet you, Steve. And thanks for joining, as promised. Just apologies. You had to hear me shouting at the game, and you now have to hear me with no voice.
Do you feel any expletives at the match? Because I can't imagine an expletive coming out your mouth, Max.
No, I'm fully well behaved. No chance that involved swear words for me.
Moving swiftly on.
Yes, moving swiftly on. It's just been a mad day. I feel like all the emotions been sucked out of me actually today. I honestly feel like I need to have
How nervous were you? I mean, were you like a coiled spring before the match? Seriously, mate.
Yeah, I think the fans knew what today meant. I think it was literally Forest have to win here. Yeah. This isn't a game where you can draw and go, oh, well, you know, it's not the worst case scenario. But given, I think, even Luton's point yesterday, probably should have got more. Mm. And just given how big the next three games are, we needed to win. My dad's just commented, Max never swears. Good parenting. Thanks for watching, Dad.
Nice job, Dad.
Yes, thanks, Dad. He wasn't there today. Maybe that's why we won, because my dad wasn't
there. I wonder if he's still thinking it's good parenting. That was very rude, Max. Very rude.
Do you know what, Mark? It's actually the first time, probably for many, the first time I've seen Forest win away from home in the Premier League, because I wasn't at Chelsea, I wasn't at Southampton, I wasn't at Newcastle.
Oh, no way.
So the three that we've won in the two seasons now becomes four, and I was finally there for the four.
That was very brave of you to show up today then, because otherwise it'd have been on you.
Yeah, it would have been. I'd have had a few comments directed at me saying, "Don't, whatever you do, don't go to Burnley on the last game of the season if it goes down to that." But hopefully it won't.
Can I ask you a quick question? Because we talked about Yatesy and Cho and Murillo and whatnot. Morgan Gibbs-White was very quiet again, particularly in the first half. He grew into the second half. But, you know, again, people being critical of Yates throughout the season, but cometh the hour, cometh the man. Were you a little disappointed with Morgan's performance today, recognising that he's probably the most outstanding talent we have? Or do you feel like, you know what, he stepped up when we needed it, he contributed enough, and we got it done?
Yeah. I wouldn't put him on my criticism list. Yeah. I thought actually, in terms of my only negative towards Morgan was especially in the first half, got a little bit involved in the occasion. His former club, you know, there was a few cheap fouls he gave away.
Yeah.
And then the second half, he should have just taken that shot, and he shouldn't have squared it to Callum.
I agree. And also, can you explain to me, coming back to booing, what is the point of Sheffield United fans booing a player that was outstanding in their colours, and as far as I know, hasn't disrespected him in any way, shape or form subsequently? You know, he had kind of a few words to say about Wolves. I mean, nothing too derogatory, but, you know, enough, I guess, to create friction between him and those fans. But what? I don't know. I don't get it.
No, neither, Mark, neither. Just on a whole then, and you've been one to not criticise, but question Nuno, the same as I have, Mark. Mm-hmm. But today, good team selection, and you feel like I know there's only, what, two games left now, but it's taken us this long, but you just feel like you're getting that consistency a little bit. And today showed, you know, in a sense, that consistency with players like Bolly back, for example, and having the leadership, you feel like that consistency will surely come with time. And next season, if Nuno's still the manager, expect he is, if Forest stay up, then, you know, that surely has to go from strength to strength. And you talk about cohesion. Well, that hopefully won't be a problem next season.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a potential for upswing from this point out. If Forest stay up and Nuno has, you know, the ability to buy players in the transfer window that fit his system and fit with the existing members of the team that he wants to keep around, then I think, yeah, there's great potential. I don't know that this result off the back of the Man City game necessarily represents, you know, a significant shift. Certainly, we played better, arguably, against Man City than we did today, actually. But still, you know, positive performance followed by necessary result. And I'm not going to sit here and put bad juju out into the world in any way, shape or form. Any opinions I might have on our shortcomings as a team or Nuno's shortcomings as a manager, I'm going to keep firmly to myself until we are 100% confirmed safe this season. But as far as next season is concerned, if we are still in the Premier League, like I said, Nuno has the opportunity to really start crafting this team in his image, then I think there's a potential for good to happen, Max. But I also think, you know, at that point, there's no place to hide. Like, Nuno has no excuses. He gets a transfer window. He already has, I think, a really good, solid, certainly starting 11. Mm. And if he can add, like I said, 3, 4, 5 players to that that are his picks, that he thinks they're going to give us more depth and options in regards to selection, and we start off, you know, rough this next season, then, you know, it's going to be on him. So we'll see. We'll see. But for right now, just positivity. Just positivity out to the universe.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be a positive. It's nice to talk about a positive performance. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know kind of it wasn't too long ago with the Fulham game, but nice to hopefully have now a positive week, which we can build on for, fingers crossed, a party atmosphere on Saturday. If Forest are safe by then, or just need to get a point to get us over the line. And do you truly believe we're going to be okay, Mark? Because my mentality this morning was going from, if we lose today, I really think we're going down, to now I think that Forest are going to, I think that Forest are going to go on to a Villa next year and win the Champions League.
Well, you know, one thing I did notice today is I think a lot more of the calls went in our favour, or at least the ones that we should have got, we got. And I agree with you. I was holding my breath on the Ryan Yates goal. Like, is VAR going to go in our favour? And when things actually, I say go in our favour, I think we got what we deserved today. And it made me kind of tongue-in-cheek think, huh, is that because we got rid of Clattenburg in the week? So the PGOMOL, no, we're off their poop list at this point now. We're back in favour. But will they stay up? I think they have every chance of doing it.
Yeah.
And this is the first time I've said, yeah, this is the first time I've said that in about a month. And I genuinely feel like, I think I was at the City Ground the last time Forest played Chelsea there. I think it was a Christmas 2023 and we drew. And I remember Raheem Sterling scored, which made me mad because I do not care for him as a player. And I was talking to my daughter right before he scored and said, I don't want Chelsea to equalise, obviously, but if they do, please don't let it be Raheem Sterling. Oh, you got to be kidding me. Yeah. Anyway, so I think Forest can definitely get a point out of that game, but I feel like there's another Arsenal in the offing. I really do. I think you and all of those City Ground faithful are in for a fantastic weekend. And then, like I said, it's beach balls in Burnley. And there you go. There's the title of your podcast, of your episode.
Oh, brilliant. I'm going to write that down now, mate. That is, it's a great title. Yeah, I'm looking forward to get the Hawaiian shirt out again. Fingers crossed for Burnley.
Very good.
More comments. A lot about Yates. A lot of praise, as we can imagine. Shout out to Yates. Genuine, hard working player. We need players like him to allow the flair players to shine.
That's
good on you,
point.
Ryan.
Yeah.
Down. Doubt the doubters, I'm sure that was meant to say. Mark says, great advantage the position we are in, especially next week with us playing after Luton and Burnley. They lose, we are safe, bar goal difference. Marcus with, I think, reflecting a lot of what Forest fans feel tonight. So nice to have a smile on our face. Think we will be having a massive party on Saturday. I'm having a party tonight. I don't know about anyone else. I might order a takeaway and go for a few drinks.
Lovely.
You know.
Couple of Ribenas. Lovely.
Yeah. I am old enough to drink, Mark. Don't worry. Talking of someone that's been
not
drinking,
in America, you're not.
No, I'm not. I'm not, actually. That's a scary point. That's why I'm not coming over. Talking of drinks, I'm hoping this video is okay. Max from the podcast, who often comes on, Max Scott, it's his birthday today. So happy birthday, Max.
Yeah, happy birthday, Max.
He sent us this video from a bar in London. I hope this is PG. Let's have a listen to Max.
All right, guys. Sorry I can't be on the pod today, but I'm in London celebrating my birthday. Of course, I managed to find a dodgy stream to watch Ryan Yates score his first goal for the Garibaldi in the Premier League. Obviously, the 3 points is massive. I think that it really puts us in the driving seat to survive. It's massive, despite all of the sort of the tumultuous couple of weeks, tumultuous season we've had under Marinakis. We've managed to get ourselves to a point where we are today. But I think it's all about Ryan Yates, isn't it, Max? You know, what an absolute legend. I think that he represents everything brilliant about Forest, everything about our amazing city. And for him to get that goal, for me, just tops off my birthday. So up the Forest, skit off.
Lovely.
Amazing. That's why he looked a little glazy eyed there. I think he was already a couple of pints in. And I had no idea. One of his mates pointed out he was a banker. I had no idea that was
Neither. Neither.
Fantastic. Good to know.
I thought he was a TalkSport broadcaster. Happy birthday, Max. He seems very happy, as we all are.
Fair play. Yeah.
It was just like he was there in the podcast with us then. In fact, someone's commented here, Marcus, I think maybe from Greece. Ha ha, I've had a few mythos to celebrate. Nice, good beer. Enough about the beer chat. Let's bring it back to the football. Party atmosphere, then, fingers crossed on Saturday. Not an easy task, though, against Chelsea. And they're, you know, in form at the minute under Pochettino, and they've had a bit of a difficult season, but seem to be turning a corner. We'll touch on that in a minute to close. But just before we do that, wanted to actually kind of single out a few more players, Mark. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned there we missed Williams, and we did today. It was nice to see Harry Toffolo come on, who I thought, again, was just Mr. Reliable in the last 10 minutes or so. Yeah. But another player that seems to be Mr. Reliable is Bolly. I just thought, again, second half in particular, just excellent performance. Nothing really got past him. Partnership with Murillo. I honestly think if Forrest can keep hold of Murillo in the summer, which we hope we can, I think that will be the partnership pairing next season. You know, Bolly brings that Premier League experience. Not saying that Murillo is any less than that, but obviously Murillo's never played in the Premier League before up until us and slotted in well. But Bolly almost has that captain mentality at times as well. He's been around the blocks, to say the least, you know, for a while in the Premier League. Mm-hmm. So you just feel like that partnership pairing will help us for the remaining two games and possibly next season as well.
Yeah, no, I think there's been a lot of talk about Taiwo, right, in his absence and how keenly that's been felt. And it certainly has. I mean, to be left with really one decent number nine is pretty shocking for a Premier League team, and certainly one that spent as much as we have over the last two seasons. But I don't think enough attention has been given to the absence of Bolly and just what that's meant to us. And, you know, we have some decent centre backs. You talk about Murillo, you know, Nicarte. We have, you know, a couple of others aren't too shoddy. But in Bolly, I think you have something different and unique. And to your point, Max, I think also he has the potential to form a really good partnership with Murillo, because he brings to the party those things that Murillo's missing, primarily that experience, that knowledge of the Premier League. And, you know, and certain players, right? Bolly's played against these forwards before. He's played against these wingers before. Like, he knows what some of these teams in the Premier League are going to do kind of down to a granular level. And so to be able to share that expertise with Murillo is important. And obviously, he's huge, which helps on set pieces. Lord, do we need that assistance? But I also think, you know, where Bolly's lacking, Murillo brings brings that to the party. And I think primarily that's in pace. Mm. We saw Bolly got caught out a couple of times today and couldn't recover, and Murillo did. So I think they're a really nice partnership. I mean, would I like to see two Murillos back there with Bolly's experience? That would be awesome. But for the time being, yeah, I think it was great to have him back in the team, and he definitely showed his value to Forest today.
Never mind, number one is Ryan Yates, and number two, it's number one is Murillo, and number 12 is Murillo. If only we could have 11 Murillos on the football pitch sometimes, then we'd probably be safe by now. Mark, with this comment, which I think is spot on. We deserve to stay up for all the doom and gloom of late. We'd be safe now, but for the points deduction. Yeah, I feel like this season...
Yeah, but Everton can say the same, and they played better than us this year.
Yeah,
They've been a better team than us this year, so we kind of have to take our licks in that regard and say, you know, yeah, it sucks to get points deducted, but also what are you doing out there on the green? Because if you're not performing, you know, from one week to the next, as Everton have done this last month or so, when it's really counted, then, you know, that you've got to do that first and foremost, don't you? I mean, you can point fingers at the league all day, but we haven't had a great season. We haven't been consistent. But to coin a phrase from Ryan Yates' post-match interview today, this is the business end of the season. And if we show up for the last three games, we'll be all right.
Yeah, I agree. Nice comment from Reese as well here, which says, great work, guys. First viewer will spread the word.
Oh.
Yes, do spread it, Reese. Appreciate the nice feedback recently. And we're doing well on listeners and views. So keep listening and whatnot. And maybe we'll do an in-person Garibaldi Red podcast when I'm old enough to drink, Mark. in America.
Well, what viewers and listeners don't know is that when Max and I were in behind the curtain, get ready to come live, he had his standard white tee on, because as we know, that's like Max's, that's Max's uniform, right? And he said, oh, I'm going to go put my Forest shirt on. And he wouldn't do it on camera. Now, he needs to start doing it on camera so we can capture that, and then that can be paid for content, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think there'll be a lot of female listeners, probably even a few of the fellas too. They'd love to see that. So
win-win, Mark, win-win. God, this podcast takes an interesting turn.
I wonder why you don't have me on more often, and then I remember. And then I remember.
Yes, yeah. Then you remember, mate. Just a few more things before we go. We've got to touch on Taiwo. He came on.
Yeah.
His first call was offside. There's a surprise. You know what? When the offside flag went up for Taiwo, the guy behind me went, welcome back, Taiwo. Yeah.
And it was like when the brilliant. Eights comes on, the yellow card comes out in the first 2 minutes. You're like, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but what a big boost for Forest, Mark, and yeah, possibly an even bigger boost in the remaining two games. If we can get Taiwo kind of back to that fully fitness, we've then got pre-season with him again. Such a big player. I mean, it just speaks volumes himself, Taiwo, won't he, really?
Yeah, he does. It's interesting with the Chris Wood situation because, you know, what, two, three weeks ago, you and I were both saying, you know, when Taiwo's back, Woody still starts, right? Taiwo would come off the bench, be an impact player last, you know, couple of three games of the season. Woody obviously is going through a rocky spell right now. I mean, he couldn't hit a barn door with a banjo. And you sort of wonder, you know, what do you do in that situation? Does Nuno leave him in and say, you know what? You have stepped up at big occasions this season. Were it not for your goals, we'd be in dire straits. That wasn't a Forest fan reference, although I'm realizing now that ties in nicely. So do you stick with him? Do you say, you know what, you've earned the starting spot and we have faith? Or do you say, okay, Taiwo's back. Throw him in there against Chelsea. You know, have Woody come off the bench? I don't know. I mean, there's any number of different ways you can skin that cat. But either way, it's good to have the depth. It's good to have the option. I was so happy to see Taiwo come on today. And I guarantee, absolutely guarantee, he is going to score in one of the last two games this season. It will probably be Burnley. I imagine he'll probably come off the bench against Chelsea. But I wouldn't be surprised to see him start against Burnley when we're already safe. So get him out there, stretch his legs, have him deliver a ball from 2 yards in Taiwo fashion.
Exactly. In true Taiwo fashion. Yeah. There you go. You've just called it. Any final thoughts before we go, Mark? It's early there. You've got the whole day ahead of you, as I'm going to order a pizza. Again, things you don't get on Match of the Day, as you said the other week, because I haven't eaten and I'm starving. I'm going to celebrate it with a nice pizza, I reckon.
Not really. I am just buzzing. I'm absolutely buzzing. I'm very surprised that I didn't get a knock at my door about three quarters of the way through that game and open it to find the police stood there. I'm amazed that none of my neighbours called the local force here, thinking I was in here murdering people as loud as I was screaming. Absolutely fantastic. Just very happy to be on the pod and be able to talk to you about it. Super excited for Ryan Yates. And with that, I don't have access to the Trent, but I'm off to the Colorado River. See you later.
Brilliant. He's off. There he goes. Absolutely fantastic. What a podcast. Whether he's going to come back and say his final goodbyes, I'm not sure. But if not, thank you. Oh, he's back. Thanks for listening and watching live on Facebook and YouTube. We'll see you this week for some more Forest-related content. Keep spreading the word. Keep listening. Spotify, Apple Podcasts and YouTube. Mark, I've got to finish it off, haven't I, with a catchy saying, especially because we've won. I'm relying on you to finish this one.
You bet.
Ready?
Yeah.
He's breaking ankles everywhere he goes. His name's Murillo.
I don't know how it ends.
Oh, I lied on you. I had to throw it to you. It goes Murillo de Santos. Da, da,
da, oh, da, you know what? I do know. I completely dropped the baby on that one. Yes, because I was trying to listen to it on TV. Couldn't make it out. Searched it up on. Oh, my Lord. I actually searched it up online.
Yeah.
All right. Well, can we go with this one? You finish this one up, right?
Oh, God.
If he hates, he scores.
We're in the Trent.
There we go.
We'll see you next time on Garibaldi Red. Good night.